Going to learn Dav Zayin Amud Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. We are holding on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. We are at the HaKarmelis. We're at the two dots. So the Mishnah had said, or the Brisa rather had said, that there are four Rishiyos of Shabbos. So we're going to explain each line. We're continuing to explain each line of this Brisa. So the Brisa said the HaKarmelis, that a Karmelis is neither Rishos Yachid nor Rishos Rabin. So says Gemara, Atu Kulunami Lav Karmelisi, are all of these things, the Yam and the Bika and the Staninos, are they not included in Karmelis that are mentioned amongst the Rishiyos? What's the Tana adding by then saying the word Karmelis? So Kiyos Rav Dini, Amar Rav Yochanan, Lo Nitzucha, Ela LeKeren Zavis, Smuch LeRishos HaRabin. The Braisa only needed to say the word Karmelis to add another place that also has a din of a Karmelis, and that is that if a person has an open space near the Rishos HaRabin, and he built a house, but he doesn't build the house all the way up until the Rishos HaRabin, he recesses the house back a little bit, and he allows the rabbin to use the area that he left empty. The alpha gave the zimnin the dachki bay rabbin, even though there's sometimes that the people will from the public will pass by there, will utilize that space va'ali legava, and they'll go into it. Given the nicha tashmishte, since it's not a natural usage because it doesn't flow with the rishus harabbin, ki karmelis dami, it's considered to be like a karmelis. So we add another place that's considered to be a karmelis, and that is if you recess your house, the space that you left off of the Rishos HaRabim is considered to be a karmelis. Now, we had said that a platya is a Rishos HaRabim, and that's like a town square where people get together to do business. So the Gemara brings places in a platya that have a status of a karmelis. Kiyas Rabdimi Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Bein HaAmudim, the place between the Amudim that are set up in the town square where people gather to do business, and on the Amudim they hang their wares to sell, Nidon Ki Karmelis. So in between those Amudim, it has a status of a karmelis. My time, oh, why is it that it's not considered a Rishos HaRabim, even though it's mamash in the middle of the town square? Avakav the Darsi Parabim, Kivin Zalo Mistagilu Behedya Ki Karmelis Damya. Even though the rabbim walk there, but since they're not able to just walk straight through, and it involves some navigating to get through those pillars, those poles, so that's why it has the status of a karmelis. A Rishos HaRabim is a place where there's like a natural flow of traffic. Amar Rabbi Zeir, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Itztava Shelefnei Amudim Nidon Ki Karmelis. The bench that the merchants sit on in front of those amudim also has status of karmelis. So lemandi amar bein amudim kolshkin itztaba. If you hold that bein amudim is a karmelis, then for sure the itztaba would have a din of a karmelis, because going on the itztaba is much more challenging than navigating between the amudim. Lemandi amar itztaba itztaba hutzul nicha tashmishte aval bein amudim dinicha tashmishte lo. But if you say that an itztaba has a din of a karmelis, then what you probably mean is that only in its stub has a din of a karmelis, but bein amudim, where it's easier to use and easier to navigate, would actually still be a Rosh Hashanah, not be a karmelis. Lishnach Rida, there's another lashon to explain the chiluk according to Yehuda between its stub and bein amudim, and according to that, according to this other lashon, it was said that that if you say its stub only in its stub is a din of a karmelis, alva bein amudim tezimni tedarshi leravim kirushos ramdamia, that a bein amudim, that since a lot of people go there, it's considered to be like a Rishos HaRabim. Amar Rabba Bar Shila Amar Rav Chisda Levena Zekufa B'Rishos HaRabim V'Zarak V'Tach B'Faneha Chayev Al Gaba Pater. Let's say you have a brick that is standing up in a Rishos HaRabim, and you throw an object 4 amos in the Rishos HaRabim, and it sort of sticks to the surface of the side of the brick. So then you're going to be chayiv, because the side of the brick still has the status of Rishos HaRabim. But if it lands on top of the brick, you're going to be potter, because then it's considered to be its own separate Rishos. Abayi Rava Dami Tarvayi, Abayi Rava both said, Now, when we say that if it lands on top of the brick, it's pater, v'hu shagavoa shlosha, that's only if the brick is three tefachim off the ground, v'ul darsi l'rabim, because then rabim can't just easily walk over it, and it disrupts the flow of traffic, and that's what makes it a separate reshus. Aval hizmi v'higi, afagav de lo givi shlosha, but if it were hizmi v'higi, certain types of thorns that are in the reshus rabim, even though they're less than three tefachim tall, but since it's extremely uncomfortable to walk on them, they do disrupt the flow of traffic, and therefore they become their own makum patur, even if they're less than three tefachim tall. The chia barava mar afilu hizmi vihigi, that even hizmi and higi have a din of reshus rabim, even though if they're not three tefachim tall, because people do sometimes trample on them. If you have good shoes, you're not afraid to walk on thorns. Aval tsoa, but if you have excrement, you have dog excrement or something like that, or horse excrement that's out there in the Rosh Hashanah, then the where no one would walk on it, lo, then it's not considered Rosh Hashanah. That's a makom patur, because that in fact disrupts the flow of traffic. Ravashi amar afilu tsoa, and Ravashi says that even tsoa. So essentially, we have multiple opinions about what is enough of a disruption to the flow of traffic to take away the status of Rishus Rabim. It could be that a brick, meaning anything that's more than three tefachim, but what would be enough of a flow of traffic to even take away the status of something that's less than three tefachim? So brick, definitely not, but maybe thorns, and even if not thorns, then for sure tsoa.
He said as follows, Ki asa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan, that when Rav Dimi came and said to him, Rav Yochanan, Ein Karmelis P'chusamei Arba'a,
that a Karmelis has to be at least four tefachim wide. There is no din Karmelis unless the surface is 4x4 tefachim. If it's less than that, then it's not a Karmelis, it's a Makom Patur, and if it's a Makom Patur, then it's Mutzer L'chadchila, to carry from it to Rosh Hashanah or to Rosh Hashanah or to be machnis v'chulei. V'amrav sheshes v'tofeses ad asara, that the Karmelis takes up the space up until 10 tefachim off the ground. So it says Gemara, my v'tofeses ad asara. What do we mean that it continues up until 10 tefachim? Ile medi'ika mechitza asara hu davi Karmelis. If you mean to tell me that it's only a Karmelis if it has a mechitza 10 tefachim tall, like you have a bika that's surrounded by a fence that's more than Beis HaSayim, and it's not Hukaf L'dira, so it's not really Rosh HaSayachid, V'lo lo havi Karmelis, but if there's no Mechit of Asar Tvachim, then it would not have a din of a Karmelis. That can't be, because V'lo, if it doesn't have walls, it's not a Karmelis. V'amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, Amar Rav, Bayis Shein B'tocho Asara, V'kiru Yemeshlim El Asara, if you have a house that the hollow part, the inside of the house, is not 10 Tvachim tall, but when you include the thickness of the ceiling, it makes it 10 tefachim tall. Al gago mutzal l'taltal b'kulo. So if it's mashlim l'asar al gago, this 10 tefachim tall on the top of it, then you're allowed to carry throughout the entire house. B'tocho, but on the inside, where there aren't 10 tefachim tall mechitzos, ain't l'taltal b'al arba amos. Then you're only allowed to carry up to 4 amos because it has the din of a Karmelis. So what do you see? That only that which does not have a mechitza of 10 tefachim, the inside of the house, where the walls are less than 10 tefachim, has a din of a Karmelis. But on the roof, where it does have mechitzos of asara, then it's considered to be a reshus hayachid. Elamai v'tofesas ad asara. So what do we really mean when we say v'tofesas ad asara? The ad asara hu da had your Karmelis. That up until 10 tefachim off the ground, it's a Karmelis. L'malame asara tefachim lo havi Karmelis. But more than 10 tefachim off the ground, it's no longer considered the airspace of a Karmelis. It's rather considered a makom patur. Ki hada amar le Shmuel Rav Yehuda shinna lo tavi b'mili d'shabata l'mal me'asara. It's like Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, shinna, you sharp one, don't carry, don't discuss dine otzos on Shabbos on anything that's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, because over there there's no isra of otzos, it's just a makom patur if it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground. Says Mar Lamai Hilchasa, where was Shmuel saying this? In what context did Shmuel say this? If he was trying to say that more than 10 tefachim off the ground is not even considered Rosh Hashiachid, from Rav Chitin, that's called Rosh Hashiachid, Vizark, Vinachal Gabov, Afilu Gavol Mea Amachayev, Meshur Rosh Hashiachid, Ola Adla Rekia. We know that that's not the case, that Rosh Hashiachid is considered to go Adla Rekia, goes all the way to the sky. Ela in Rosh Hashiachid, Rabim Mal Measar. Maybe you mean to say that the status of Rosh Hashiachid, Rabim,
doesn't go more than 10 tefachim off the ground. So it's Marmas Nisan here. That's a Beferish Mishnah. Ditznan, because the Mishnah is going to say much later in this Masechta, that Hazorek Arba Amos Bekosel. If a person throws 4 Amos in Rosh Hashanah on the surface of a wall that's in Rosh Hashanah and it sticks to the side of the wall, Lemalame Asar Tefachim, if it lands and sticks to the side of the wall more than 10 tefachim off the ground, Kizorek Ba'avir. That's like throwing it in the airspace in your potter because it didn't really rest in Rosh Hashanah. But Lemalame Asar Tefachim, Kizorek Ba'aretz. If it sticks to the surface of the wall within 10 tefachim of the ground, then it's like it landed on the ground, and you're going to be chayv. I mean, not for dalar amos and rishus ravim. So that's pashut then. So again, we're trying to figure out, why would you tell me that lemala me'asar tefachim is not the same rishus as what's below 10 tefachim? In a rishus yachid, that's not true, and in a rishus ravim, it's obvious. Ella a karmelis, dein karmelis lemala me'asar, must be telling me this chiddush with regard to a karmelis, that the status of a karmelis only extends up until 10 tefachim, and it doesn't go above that. Now, previously, Rav Dimi had said in the name of Yochanan that karmelis is not pachos from 4, that a karmelis has to be a minimum of 4 tefachim. And Rav Shesh has added that karmelis also only goes up until 10 tefachim off the ground. So now the Gemara is going to explain why. V'akilu barabanan mekule rishos yachin umekule rishos harabim. The Rabbanan were mekul on a karmelis since it's only midrabanan with the kulas of rishos Yachid and the kulas of Rosh Hasharabin. Mekule Rosh Hasharabin, it has the kulas of Rosh Hasharabin. That's just like by Rosh Hasharabin, it's only going to have a status of Rosh Hasharabin if it's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, and someone is machnas from Rosh Hasharabin to such a space that's less than 4 by 4 tefachim is going to be potter. So the iik, a makom arba, who da have your karmelis. So they say the same thing by a karmelis, that it's got to be a makom arba. The low makom ptur bialma, who if it's less than 4 tefachim, then it takes on the status of a makom ptur, where you can carry. Mekuli rish, you can carry from Rosh Hashanah, from Rosh Hashanah, wherever. Mekuli Rosh Hashanah, and we give it the kulas of Rosh Hashanah, that just like Rosh Hashanah is only tofes up until 10 tefachim off the ground, da'ad asar tefachim hu da'av your karmelis, l'malame asar tefachim, love a karmelis. We say the same thing about a karmelis, that a karmelis is only tofes up until the space that's 10 tefachim off of the ground. So the last main point over here is that when we say that that a rishus only goes up until 10 tefachim off the ground, we're saying that about a karmelis. That's one of the kulas of a karmelis, that it's like a rishus harabim in that it's status only extends 10 tefachim off the ground. A karmelis is like a rishus hayachid in that it's only going to be labeled a karmelis if it's in fact 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we will continue next time on Zayin Amud Beis at the word Gufa at the two dots. Be'ez Hashem.